The telephone companies. Late in 1965, both telephone, Bell Telephone and BC Telephone completed hearings before the Board of Transport Commissioners, the major purpose of which was to re-examine the basis of regulating these companies, period. In May 1966, the Board decided to change its method of regulation to the rate base, rate of return method, which both companies had sought, but set the maximum allowable rate of return at 6.6%. Bell had sought a 7% minimum. American Telephone and Telegraph is currently earning about 7.5% and is seeking an 8% allowable rate of return. The basis of calculating rates of return are fairly comparable. Under the new method of regulation, both Bell and BC Telephone are allowed to earn up 6.6% on average total capital invested, being the sum of funded debt, preferred and common stock, capital surplus, and retained earnings. Under the old method, earnings per common share were regulated under a complicated fiscal needs formula. Under the new methods, the common shares alone may earn up to 6.6% of their book value, plus the difference between the 6.6% and the average cost of senior securities, debt, and preferred.
Well, it's Sunday the 9th, and let me assure you that everything's okay. All the shooting was over last night before I even got dressed. I didn't realize what was going on until it was almost half over. I was awakened from a very sound sleep with all the mortar shells going off. From the time I realized what was going on, it was practically over, and I got out of bed and had my pants on. I think it stopped. So there and sat down in the office, and then on, and it was about 1 o'clock until 6:30 tomorrow this morning, sitting down in the office. Certainly could have been more interesting, but that was good enough, I guess. That's the first time they've been shot at this place since September 3rd. A long time, 7 months. They came in from the northwest, which is every direction that is not covered, that is the only direction that is not covered by a civil affairs program, northwest. We have too many friends out in the area. So, you want to hear about my gloriously wonderful week? Oh, it was a thriller. We got to travel around a little bit anyway. When did we last talk? I guess that was last... Before we talk about the week, let's get down to the interesting things. I'm okay from the mortar attack, nothing to worry about there, and I will be in Japan, I hope. I should get there about the same time you do, 21st. I hope, but I can't promise anything. I don't know. We'll never know till we get there, but I'm trying. I'm looking forward to it, to get out of this place. So, let's go back to last week. Let's see. Sunday. Monday we ran errands. Going here, going there, checking on this, checking on that. Tuesday morning got up, the 4th, and got a truck from the supply. Went out to the Montagnard Village and took a truckload of Montagnards out to the base of the mountains out there by checkpoint 96. It's quite a ways out. I mean, it's, 10 and 11 miles out there. Stopped the truck and let them get out. And they were going to spend 2 days down in their old village getting rice and bringing back some of the things that they needed out of their old village. The night before, I coordinated to stop all the helicopters and airstrikes and all the stuff that goes on down there. No more artillery, no patrols, nothing. They'd agreed. So after we let them off, I came back and thumbed a ride over to the... Monday, the Jeep broke down. That was another thing. Damn Jeep just fell apart. The rear end fell out. Everywhere we have to go, we have to thumb a ride right now. So I got back Tuesday. I thumb a ride over to the airport, and I caught the 11 o'clock plane to the train. and got down there and found a ride over to where the company was, which I thought was a pretty neat trick since I'd only been there once. I found the place, you know, I was rather proud of myself. And I told the company commander what I thought of the first calf, and I started asking him for some help, and then I told him what I thought of his company, and I said I'd go back to the first calf to keep his company. Now, I tore into everybody down there. Well, I was really mad. So and I went over to the place where all the officers live, and Luke Warmington was there. So Al and I started drinking beer, and I think we drank an awful lot of beer that day and that night. And I got 5 o'clock the next morning and caught the plane back here, and we went the short way. We went from Natrang to Quinyon to Kontoon to Onkay. And it was a real good flight. We got in here, it was hot. Oh, it was hot. And I walked over to the office. And I did some running around on the Jeep, you know, checking on the Jeep, things of this sort. Checking on some money to get, and I came back Wednesday, you know. And then, that afternoon, I got Jeep from a truck from the dog platoon. I went out and picked up our Montagnards. How's that for timing? I thought that was pretty good timing myself. And they brought three more families back with them. They brought spinning wheels and crossbows and all kinds of good stuff out. Lots of rice, gourds, and they have a funny way of carrying water, which is kind of interesting. There's a bamboo that grows. It's about, it's called tra. But it's about 4 inches through the middle, you know. And the segments are, 2-3 feet apart, you know. They're great big long tubes. And they're full of water. So they cut off a 4-foot segment that's got about 4 quarts of water, a gallon of water. And it tastes real good. Bamboo water, you know, it's inside the bamboo tree. And it's just, you know, like a coconut. It's actually water inside there. You know, you pour it, you stick a hole in it, it runs out. Interesting. Well, we spent the afternoon running in. We got 3 loads of people back. Took 1 load out, took 3 loads to bring everybody back with all the stuff that they had. So, what? That would be Wednesday. That would be Thursday. Friday, I had to pick up some money. Was that Friday or was that yesterday? I don't remember. What did I do yesterday? No, it was Friday. I picked up the money from the division headquarters to pay the workers up forward. And I got back to the office about 11:30, and I picked up the phone, and I said, "You got any Chinooks going up to English?" And he said, "Yeah, we got 4 leaving at 12 o'clock. This is at 11:30. And I said, "What are they? I'll walk over and get on them." So he gave me the tail numbers. Well, I walked over there. It was about 98 degrees. Climbed into one of them, and I was up at English at 12 o'clock. No, I was there at 12:30. I walked over and ate lunch. Gave the money to Major Jenkins, picked up my laundry, and I had some tapes, tape from you all, and some stuff that I'd left up there. Walked over, Lieutenant Lee gave me a ride down to the airport, and there was a Caribou coming back. That's a 2-engine airplane, you know, a regular airplane type. They had 1 engine going as I walked up, and there I was one of 3 passengers on in. I got in, and I was back here at 2:10. I had 2 hours and 10 minutes to go from here to English, do all my business, and get back. That's pretty good. Well, I hitched a ride back over here. Things kind of slowed down that afternoon. I guess I cleaned my rifle. It was getting kind of rusty. And yesterday, I hitchhiked out to the Mountaineer Village. Hitchhiked downtown, got the interpreter. Hitchhiked out to the Mountaineer Village, which was quite a feat. Hitchhiked back downtown to MacV. And walked from MacV all the way up to the main gate. Yesterday, in about 98 degrees, I hiked about 8 miles. And my feet are sore still today. But I got everything done that I had to do. And then, of course, last night, they decided to keep us awake, so. Well, it happened fast. Chung, 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 chung. They figured they were getting water from 2 different positions. And all they did was go up and down the line of Chinooks. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't hurt any of them, really. They didn't hit any Chinooks, but they put a lot of holes in them, which means you've got to replace a lot of wires and pipes. That's about it. That ain't too bad. two guys were wounded in base, and they had some guys outside that later on. But, you know, all in all, it wasn't all that bad. And we're going to have to turn this over here in a second or two. This is one of these thin super tapes. Saves money to make them this way, we thought. Well,